Shalom Aleichem. We are continuing with the Sri Deish. We are now on Kolbi Isha Erva, number 16. And we've been discussing the Psak of the Sri Deish, that the organization Yeshurun can continue in their activities of keeping the youth connected in France after World War II to Judaism, even though that included co-ed activities and Kolbi Isha Erva, singing Zmiras, for example, on Shabbos. That the Sri Deish said that they should be permitted and that they should. He indeed endorsed their activities. And they said they should continue in their outreach efforts in keeping the youth connected to Judaism. And we've brought three different rationales why you can permit Kolbi Isha Erva. The first one was Treikali Lo Meshtame, as we discussed, although the Sri Deish wasn't very happy with that, said we cannot really rely on that. The second one is very similar to the third one. Today we're going to focus on the third one. The second one was in the context of Zmiros and Divrei Kedusha, there's not an Isser of Kolbi Isha Erva. That was number two, and we brought another number of concerns with that one. Number three is today, very similar to number two, but not exactly leveraging the same sources. And the concept here is when we are involved in Shirei Kodesh, we don't have to be concerned that somebody will have improper thoughts, will have improper hana'a, enjoyment from the voice of a woman, because in this context, you're focusing on Kedusha, not on enjoyment of the voice. And we'll just take a step back and go through the sources and explain what that means. So it's an interesting discussion in the post-game. Kolbi Isha Erva can fit in one of two places. It can fit in the halachas of Kriyat Shema, could also be in davening, that when you're saying Kriyat Shema based on the Gemara, when you're saying Kriyat Shema, you're not allowed to hear the call of an Isha Erva. You're not allowed to hear the singing voice of a woman who is an Erva to you. Or alternatively, it doesn't have to be pigeonholed in the halachas of Kriyat Shema, but a more global concept of, for example, the Rambam will put it in Isurei Bia, where instead of it being an Orach Chaim in the Shulchan Aruch, the Torah could put it into Evin Ezer. So dealing with male and female issues. So where is it placed? So in fact, interestingly, the Rambam opted to not include it in the limited area of Kriyat Shema, Hilchas Kriyat Shema, but he put it in Hilchas Isurei Bia. And similarly, the Torah didn't put it in Orach Chaim dealing with just Kriyat Shema, but he put it into the more global place of dealing with men and women and the prohibitions of men to enjoy and have benefit from women. And the question is, why is that so? And the Kesef Mishnah explains why the Rambam didn't put it in the halachas of Kriyat Shema. And he explains because when it comes to the Kolbi Isha Erva, when it comes to the voice of a woman, or the sa'ar, the hair of a woman that should be covered but is not, that is not something that's specific to Kriyat Shema. Ela le'inyan sh'asur lehenot mikola, that's more a global issue. You're not allowed to have hana, benefit, enjoyment from her voice and her hair. And the same way, the Beis Yosef explains why the Torah didn't put it in Hilchas Kriyat Shema. Because it's not just pigeonholed in a Kriyat Shema issue, but it's a more global concept. And the Rambam in Hilchas Isurei Bia puts it as follows. Hamistakel afilu be'etzba katana shel isha. Anyone, a man, who looks even at the small little finger of a woman, v'niskavin lenos, and he has intention to have hana. It's not somebody who saw the hand of a woman. It's he has intention to have hana, benefit from the look. Even if it's of the smallest body part, it's the one that is exposed constantly, the small finger, the pinky. It's as if he is looking at her private parts. Why? Not because he's seeing her finger, but because he's having hana. He's having kavana to have hana from looking at the finger. And then he continues, v'afilu lishmoa kol ha'erva, even to just hear her voice, apparently singing, but even if not singing, if the kavana is to have hana, doesn't have to be singing, or to see her hair that should be covered, it's all usur. And accordingly, this is how the Sri Deish reads it. All of this is prohibited when it comes to the body parts, looking at a woman, looking wherever it may be at her, if you have kavana to have hana, if you're having kavana to benefit, or you are benefiting from it, even if you don't have intention, but you're benefiting from it, that is indeed the prohibition. So he says that, indeed, Isser during Kriyat Shema, fine. And those who are machmir, when it comes to Kriyat Shema, you can't hear it whatsoever, even if you're not having intention to have anah. But when not in concept of the Kriyat Shema, the prohibition is going to be when you are intending to benefit. And accordingly, v'im ken yesh lomar, we could say based on that, based on this Rambam, shebizmiras kodesh, when you are in the context of singing zmiras, not secular songs, but zmiras on Shabbos, zmiras in yontif, singing psukim, singing invigorating Jewish songs, ein lachu shiz kavnu lehenot mikol isha, you're being mechaven on Kedusha, you're not going to be mechaven to have benefit from the Kol B'Isha Erva. You're not going to be thinking lewd thoughts at this point because the whole Avira, the whole environment is of Kedusha. Says the Tzri Deyesh of Zmiras Kodesh, Hazemer Mo'orer Regesh Kodesh. When it comes to the Zmiras that you're singing of Kedusha, it brings on a Regesh, a feeling of Kedusha, and not Kir Huravera, not inappropriate thoughts. So that is the explanation of the Sri Deish. When we are talking about Kol B'Isha Erva, the prohibition is having benefit, thinking I'm having benefit, that's my kavanah to have benefit, enjoying it. But in the environment of Kedusha and Zmiras, we are enjoying the Kedusha and we're not going to be focused on the voice of the woman. So that is the rationale for the Sri Deish brings down. He brings another, not full rationale, but a little bit of an addition to this, says the Sri Deish. There's a Rama in Shulchan Aruch, Kol She'eino Osa Derechiba, when interacting with women, if the interactions are not Derechiba, to have enjoyment, amorous enjoyment from the woman, but the kavan is l'shem shamayim, but the person is having proper thoughts, then it's mutter. This is actually based on a Tosfos discussing the use of women, interacting with women, and the example would be mishtamish benashim. He says, sha'al zeh anu somchim, he brings based on the Gemara that on this we are lenient to be mishtamish women, for any examples would be, this is not how the Shulchan Aruch paskins us, but the Rama says that we can be lenient, that people are tend to be lenient. So an example of the using a woman, mishtamish benashim, would be a woman, a non-Jewish woman, washing a man's face and his hands, or making his bed in front of him. That's not, there's no contact there, there's not even close to each other, but that's something that indeed could be bring on improper thoughts if a non-Jewish woman is making a man's bed. So as long as you are mechaven the Shem Shemaim, you're doing it with proper clean thoughts, then we can be flexible even in these risky areas. And that's what the Sri Deish is saying, although Kol B'Isha Erva is a typically a risky area, but here we see that the focus is on, if is it L'Shem Shemaim, is it not L'Shem Shemaim? And obviously there are differences between simply hearing the kol of a woman and being mishtamish a woman, which could be viewed as more risky or less risky. But in any case, he says the core parallel between the two is, am I being mechaven L'Shem Shemaim, or am I not being mechaven L'Shem Shemaim? And he says that in the context of Zmiras, again, because we are Mechavan Hashem Shemayim, and it's an environment of Kedusha, and we have this Raman, this Tosfos, Yesh Lismach Ala Mekilim, indeed, we can rely on those who are lenient for the various rationales. And Amir Tzashem, tomorrow, we will continue with the Sri Deish, and indeed, we will discuss also those who disagree with the Sri Deish. Have a wonderful day.